Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your hostess, Miss Vicki Miller, Director of Operations.
Hello, folks.
And Gary Garner, Insurance Professional.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
You know me, I always kind of come back to a certain way of thinking about talking to people about their retirement strategies. And I know some people have either watched or maybe getting ready to watch a football game. And I say quite often that football games, no matter whether it's a college game or a pro game, are not won by the guys walking on the field. It's won by planning, and preparation. And we call ourselves financial planners, but they call themselves our offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, special team coordinators. But they're people who are looking at things in the environment around you to help you deal with the curves that life throws you.
So, and I think they call them coaches at the end of all of those coordinator terms right there, Gary. And that's what a good person can help you do to help coach you through the financial planning parts in your retirement. And by the way, it's not just any football game. It happens to be the Super Bowl, Gary.
Well, I know. And it's wonderful. I don't want people to lose sight of the fact that, you know, life is like a football game. It continually changes. You do have a time limit, because each of us has a certain amount of time we're going to be on this earth. We don't know how long.
And talking about that, you know, even if for the listeners on the show on Tuesday, and we're talking a lot about the Super Bowl game on Sunday, if you hadn't to, you know, miss that, you know, that's just part of your planning. You know, you might have to readjust the planning. So you're working and you don't get to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday because you're working and you're having to readjust. Retirement planning is a lot like that too. So if you miss out on something, you have to readjust for later on down the road.
Right now, I'm missing out on my Kaneka sausage, which is in short supply. But that's, you know, that's just something to deal with. You're going to get thrown curves at any point in your life, whether you're planning for retirement, whether you're in retirement, or whether you're just somewhere in the middle. So the question is, you know, why would you want to have a financial advisor? What do we do for folks when they come in? You know, do we help them pick strategies to grow their money?
You start by having a conversation. That's the benefit of having a financial advisor or a financial planner. Start having a conversation with your goals and what you want to do in your future. And once you have that conversation open, then that'll help you to carry on your strategies. You know, maybe you want to look at, you know, deferring some of your taxes, or maybe you want to start looking at, well, what do I do if I have to bridge an income gap sooner than later?
Yeah. So that's the first thing we do when someone comes in and meets us is we sit down and you know, I hate to say get to know you. You know, there's the old song from, I think, one of the beauty pageants, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Well, you know, that's what we have to do, because in order to guide someone and give them some ideas of how they can start making plans, making preparations, changing plans if they've already made some. But looking at the things that you need to do over and over to make sure that eventually you get to that ideal retirement that you've envisioned. Because most of us have an idea of what we want to do in retirement. Some want to travel. Some want to just relax. Some have other goals in mind. But no matter what you're doing in retirement, you have to have the one thing that lets anybody enjoy a retirement, and that's income. Now, income or money that you've saved to pay for your expenses, because retirement is not free. Nothing is free. So one of the things we help people do is to look at strategies to see, how do we grow your money? How do we grow your money reasonably? How do we grow it so that you can depend on the growth? You know, there are certain strategies people use where they think they're going to get a big return, but they're going to take a big risk. At some point in your life, your risk tolerance has got to start changing. When you're young, you have plenty of years to take some risks and make up for some things that you didn't foresee. But as you get older, you generally don't have as much time, because the time frame to recover from a stock market downturn could be short, could be long.
We encourage our radio program listeners to contact Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to discuss all these things, to sit down and talk about your retirement with a complimentary strategy session. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And of course, as you listen to Victoria, she monitors our website, not 24/7, but pretty much.
It's 24/7. You can ask our clients that send in emails, and I get right back to them at 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday evening.
Wow, you're dedicated. Well, if you're looking for something to do at 7 o'clock at night, or 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock, go to our website, Ask Jim Byrd. That's BYRD, AskJimByrd.com, and there's information there on different aspects of retirement planning, even information about Social Security and Medicare. These are two things that we're all going to deal with. Every day, 10,000 people in our country turn 65, so they have to make a decision on how they're going to pay for their health care. Most everybody will use Medicare because you've been paying for it all of your life, so you know, you don't want to just ignore it. But most people don't realize that Medicare is not free. So if you have questions about Medicare, if you're turning 65, give us a call. We can provide one of our educational brochures on the ways that you can access Medicare, the cost for Medicare, and the different options you have to help pay for that. Because healthcare costs in retirement, you know, are probably the second most important concern that people have when they're deciding, how can I afford my retirement? Income is number one. How can I keep enough money to not run out of life, not run out of money before I run out of life? And when we look at people that work with financial planners, some estimates are that up to 70% of people who work with a financial planner do so to prepare for major life-changing events. And you know, these happen all the time. The most common life-changing events are changing or losing a job. A lot of people have experienced that in the last 2 years. What's the term you used a couple of weeks ago for people that are just deciding, I don't want to do this anymore?
The Great Resignation.
Great Resignation. For a lot of these people, they're going to find out, well, I'm not going to say a lot. For some of these folks that are saying, I just don't like my job anymore, they're going to have to find a different job. Maybe they choose a different career. That's one of the life changes that life can throw at you, because you can't plan for a pandemic. But other life-changing events, getting married. This is a big change for a lot of people. Unexpected healthcare crises. You know, we have clients come in all the time that say, hey, I was doing really good, and now all of a sudden, wow, I didn't realize I had this. Having kids. You and I are experiencing a having kids moment right now with our daughter getting her driver's license. That's a big change.
Insurance change.
Insurance, thinking about your lovely little daughter that you've cradled in your arms all your life, and all of a sudden she's out there in a 2,500-pound, or I don't know what a car weighs, out there in a big old hunk of steel driving on the roads without you there. I know our daughter just kind of looks up and says, oh, I can't drive with Mom. But that's a life-changing event.
But that's also one of the things, too, that you try to insure against. So why not do that? Because that is an uncertainty. So why not do that when you're thinking about retirement?
Insure your retirement by taking advantage of a second opinion, a complimentary strategy session with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. It's as easy as picking up the phone, or if it's on the weekend, write this number down and call later, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll-free is available, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you bring up a good point about insurance. You know, in life, you can budget for certainties. You can budget for your housing cost. You can budget for your food cost. You can budget for insurance costs for cars, houses, things like that. You can budget for entertainment costs. You can budget for retirement savings. But for uncertainties, that's what we insure against. You know, things like hurricanes or natural disasters that can devastate our homes, we insure against that. For things like car accidents, we insure against that. For our health, we buy health insurance. For our taxes, you know, we can actually insure you against having higher tax rates. Well, against having a higher tax rate affects some of your retirement savings. You know, a lot of us, and this is very common, a lot of us put our money in tax-deferred savings accounts. We're encouraged to do that. We get to lower our adjustable gross income, which lowers our tax bill. We get to put the money away before we pay taxes on it, and it grows tax-free until we start taking it out. Well, if your taxes are lower in retirement, that's a great scenario. If your taxes are higher in retirement, that's not such a good strategy, because we say over and over again, and I saw this the other day, made me feel good. It's not what you make, it's what you get to keep. Because what you get to keep determines how much you can afford for your lifestyle. And nobody wants to have to adjust their lifestyle down. We sometimes have to make that decision because of circumstances. We can't change the fact that you may have a healthcare crisis that starts to eat up a lot of your retirement savings. But I can tell you, in some of the strategies that we use, if you do have a healthcare crisis, if you've elected a strategy which gives you a lifetime income, that income can have a significant increase for a certain period of time to help defray some of those costs. So that's one way that we ensure the future. You know, we can plan, and we absolutely encourage our clients to sit down, and I hate this word, but I've had to do it, and we do it with our clients all the time, budget. You know, use a budget sheet, take a look at where you are, and don't just look at it every 5 or 10 years. You need to look at it every year in your accumulation years. You know, you're going to have quite a few years where you're working, you're putting money away, you're saving money for different strategies for retirement. Are you saving them in the right place? Are you putting things in the right place where, you know, in many investments or many strategies, you're tying your money up for 10, 20, 30 years. If you put your money in an IRA and it's tax deferred, you're tying that money up to your 59 and a half. Unless you want to pay a pretty stiff IRS penalty for taking it out early. So one of the things we encourage people to do is take a look at how you're putting money in your tax-deferred account, in your IRA or in your 401. If you're getting a match from your employer, go get every penny of the match that your employer is giving you. But over and above that match, you may be putting money in a strategy where you can't touch for 30 years, where you could use another strategy where you don't want to touch it, but you have the ability to touch it without incurring this extra IRS penalty.
And that's just another reason to benefit from having a financial advisor to sit down and have a strategy session. So that way you can go over some of those options. And you know, Gary, you don't just have to do it just one time a year. You can do it 2 times a year. You can do it every 3 months, if that's what you feel like doing. You know, you can do it when tax time comes around. And now's a great time if you have anything that's like sitting around that's not working for you. You know, maybe an old 401k sitting around somewhere, or maybe a CD's getting ready to mature or something like that. And, you know, you talk about budgeting, right? Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I know we've seen a huge inflation price occur at the grocery stores. Even some of the grocery store shelves are empty. You know, I was just in Walmart the other day, and some of the meats were empty, you know. Mm-hmm. And with a budget, you kind of have to plan for that higher cost that you're going to spend. Yeah, you know, with a set income, that's fine. But if you've got to be spending more than what you're allowing yourself to budget for, and you don't have a plan for that, and you have to find out that you've got to go back into a savings that is your fallback plan, but that savings continues to dwindle, what are you going to do when that's at zero? You know, why just let your money just sit around and not do anything for you when it could be doing something for you to help with the inflation that we're seeing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need to give us a call for a complimentary strategy session.
Those numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, some people call a strategy session a review. Well, a review is great, but you're looking backwards in a review. You're looking at what happened in the past. What we do when we sit down with a client is say, okay, this is what happened last year. So what do we want to do next year to adjust? You just mentioned inflation. We really can't control inflation. Inflation happens for different reasons, and over the last 40 years, we've had periods where inflation has been high, like what we're experiencing right now. Our Social Security benefits just went up by almost 6% because the inflation, our consumer price index last year went up. And so that means people that are on Social Security, something like that, they got an automatic increase. Everybody didn't get that increase. So
yeah, but it's not keeping up with the inflation rate, Gary.
It's not.
You're getting a little increase, and then now we got the feds talking about they want to raise interest rates in March.
And that could happen.
You know?
The good part about that is if inflation rates or if interest rates do go back up, it's bad for borrowers because you're going to pay a higher cost to finance a house, finance a car, take out a personal loan. On the other hand, it's better for savers because right now one of the dilemmas people have, and we talk to people weekly about this, they'll come in, well, I have $30,000 or $40,000. It's just sitting in a savings account or sitting in a CD that just matured, and maybe they're getting a tenth of a percent of interest. Well, that's nothing. I mean, for some of your money, you want to put it in a strategy where you know it's safe. And depending on your age, I'm going to tell you, you want to put more and more of your money in a safe strategy when you get 50, 60, 70 versus when you're in your 30s. You can use some safe strategies when you're in your 30s and 40s, but you can also take a different route. And for some of your retirement income, you can put it in things like the stock market. We put people in stock market investments all the time through through Jim, who has that license in our office. But as you get older, we certainly encourage people to put money in things that they have a set guaranteed rate of return on. So if interest rates do go back up a little bit, maybe in some of those things, you can get a better return. Right now, I can take someone that has money in a CD or a savings account and get you a much higher rate of return than just letting it sit around earning 0.1%. But it depends on what your goals are. Do you need that money? Are you going to be able to let it sit for a year or 2 years or 3 years? One of the things that we sit down and we ask people about when they come in is, have you identified your longevity deficit? And, you know, we talk about this all the time. It's taking a look at how long your money's going to last.
Income gap.
Right. I'll use us an example. You know, we sit down, we talk, and we say, Mr. and Ms. Garner, you know, your money's going to last 13 years, but it looks like you're going to live 25 years. Well, what do we do about this longevity deficit? And some people call it an income deficit. When you start retirement planning, You have to, you manage what you can. You manage the known expenses, you know, your housing, food, day-to-day living expenses. Most of those are not going to change that much. They're probably going to go up some over time. So if you're budgeting, you need to try and budget a little bit more in some of those years. But the main thing is to sit down and look at it. Most people hate to plan because they don't want to see what's in front of them. And I think that's the thing that we try to help people feel comfortable about. When you sit down, we're not going to say, hey, you can't do this or you can't do this. We're going to say, hey, we might need to make an adjustment here. We may need to see if we can get a better rate of return here, or we may need to see if we can eliminate the risk of loss. When we talk about any type of strategies, sometimes, you know, some people call them investments, but when we talk about any type of idea of where you're going to put your money as you get older, one of the things you definitely want to not have is a loss. Because when you have a loss, you've got to make up that loss just to get back to where you were. And nobody wants to just stay where they are. They want to have some type of return on their money. They want to be able to know that it's going to increase, so that if you do have inflation, if you do have other costs that are causing your daily living expenses to go up, you can have a way of at least trying to offset some of that. You may not be able to offset all of it. Inflation's not going to be around at the same rate we've had for the last couple of years forever. We've had a long period where inflation was at bay. But here, think about this. In the last year, you know, people were encouraged to not work just for the minimum wage. So just by doing that, people not accepting a minimum wage, just saying, I'm not going to work for that, has driven up the cost for some employers. And guess what? That cost doesn't get absorbed. It gets passed on to us. So that's part of why inflation is running a little bit higher right now, along with some shortages that COVID has created.
Hey, Gary, have you ever looked at what the actual state minimum wage rate is?
I have.
How much is it?
It's about $7 an hour. Now,
it hasn't been changed since like the mid-2000s. How is anyone supposed to live on $7.25 an hour with family, costs, needs, medical expenses, or here's one for you, you don't have a savings because you're just working month to month to pay your bills to keep up with those essentials?
Well, let's just be honest. You can't live on minimum wage.
So asking for more than minimum, you know, with some of the employers that are trying to keep up now offering at least $13.50 or higher for a minimum, it's not going to maybe cover every expense for cost, but it certainly is better than a $7 minimum wage to live off of, especially if you have a family. You know, you do, if you're lucky enough to try to plan and to try to set aside money, if your budget allow you to do it, maybe try setting aside maybe $100-$150. You don't have to do it all in one paycheck, but eventually over time, it might give you a foot toward the right direction of trying to build something toward those retirement years. Because when you do retire, this is what happens. That money that you've been making getting up and going to work, that money stops. That's all you've got. I mean, that's what you're going to pay your bills with, and that's what you're going to live off of for the rest of your life.
And you're right.
Those are very important no matter what stage of life that you're in. So, you know, it's important, you know, I think most people get complacent because they want to make the best decision that's possible, and they don't know what that is. So that's why it's beneficial to come in and talk to an advisor and sit down and get those financial strategies. But being complacent can also hurt you.
Yes. So we encourage you to take action. You may have been listening to this program for months or even years. Pick up the phone. Make that call to Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the complimentary strategy session for your retirement. 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Now, this is kind of off subject, but since this is a Valentine's weekend coming up, you know, this is not financial advice, it could be just good advice. Make sure that you have taken care of that loved one that takes care of you. You know, card, flowers, those kind of things. I've even heard that flowers and things could be in short supply this weekend. Unfortunately, we can't help you with that. We can help you with the planning so that when you and your partner, your spouse, whoever, are planning that retirement date, we can help you look at planning to have the income you need and the other resources that you need to make sure that your retirement is your ideal retirement, not what someone else is dictating to you.
Great. And if you're listening on Tuesday, we hope you didn't forget Valentine's Day on Monday.
That's right. This program is pre-recorded, and it plays on Sunday afternoon and on Tuesday morning, depending upon when you're listening. But we absolutely appreciate you listening. Thank you, Director of Operations, Ms. Vicki Miller, as well as insurance professional Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services. Thank you, guys. Good show.
Thank you, Lori.
For more information, please pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori DuBose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns because you participate in the market gains, not the losses. And it includes long-term care. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.